holding your eye and catching your sight. There's nothing like this. Sing me that song you learned from an old time band, rolling along like you've never been gone, like only you can.
Music from Bassett, a song called Out of the Weeds. And this is a song that was released back in 2025. The artist is it's a duo. It's a folk duo group from Toronto, and they're married. What I find really interesting about this particular song is that it was released on the very day of the anniversary of the Supreme Court ruling Loving versus Virginia, which was a law that was struck down in America against into a ruling against interracial marriages. And I think that was really an important message to convey, of course, and really proud of them for putting a song out about that. We also have Terry Yurok on the show. He is back, but this is from his Juno-nominated album back in 2023. I felt truly honored to be nominated in the same category as Terry. Here he is on the Jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hey, this is Joe H. Henry, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Six Nations of the Grand River, that's an oldie but a goodie from my pal Chase Martin. It's from the album Rainbow World, which came out in 2020. The song you just heard here on the jukebox was called Give a Little. Oddly enough, I get to see Chase in just a few hours. We're going down to work on a song with Derek Miller. Hopefully you'll hear that in the near future. Julian Taylor here. I'm your host, and you are listening to The Jukebox. I'd like to now go deep into the Trojan Records vault. Trojan Records was a Jamaican record company that existed from the early 1950s on up until almost, you know, the late 90s. And we're going to play a song from 64. It's a song by Justin Hines and The Dominoes called Everywhere I Go, Travel With Love. Now, if you're a reggae fan and you just sort of are tipping the iceberg on all the great music that came out of that island, go check out the Trojan Record Collection. Here's Justin Hines on The Jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Modern vampires of the city, anti-blood, blood, blood, blood.
You could have come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Could have come from firehouse, or you come from Tower Hill. One blood, one blood. Policeman, ara where the civilian said they will we are one, one blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from London, or you come from Birmingham, could have come from Brooklyn, or you come from Boston. One blood, one blood, one blood. The first thing in fighting, tribal war, racial war.
saw you come front to wild. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from hometown, or you come from out of town. Could have come from another town, or you come from round town. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have been a black woman, or a with a white man. Could have been a Mexican, or a with a Pakistan. One blood, one blood. From Iran, could have come from China, or you come from Japan. One blood, one blood, one blood.
Cut my skin, you see blood, red blood. Cut your skin, you see blood, blood, red blood. Blood thicker than water. Blood runs through every man's veins.
True to the reggae vibes from back in the day. This is from 1989, and it's Junior Reed with One Blood. A beautiful track from this incredible artist from Kingston, Jamaica. My name's Julian Taylor, and you've been listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. We've got one more song to play, but before I do that, I'd like to send a huge thank you to my team, the JTJ team that helps me put this show together each and every week. Couldn't do it without you. To our station partners, now I thank you for hosting this show and getting it to people's ears. And to our sponsors, a big thank you, now for helping us keep this thing going. And to you, the listeners, we couldn't do it without you. So if you do have any requests, you can always hit me up on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and X, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Here's our last tune of the show. It's from Tanzania, and it's an artist by the name of Sawase Quenz. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Until next time, remember, it's nice to be nice. Ciao, bananas.
Yeah. listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In March 2025, more than a foot of rain fell on parts of South Texas in less than 3 days.
Some communities were flooded and inundated for up to and even longer than a week after the major rain event.
Lucas Belluri, a PhD candidate at the University of Arizona, says some of the hardest-hit areas were low-income, largely Latino communities called colonias.
Colonias are highly vulnerable to flooding. Many colonias were built in former farmland that was sort of shaped like a bowl to be irrigated from the Rio Grande River.
And most colonias lack adequate drainage. So during storms, which are growing more intense as the climate changes, water rushes into these low-lying areas and has nowhere to go. To help highlight the problem, Belluri partnered with community groups to develop a flood mapping tool that combines satellite data with information shared by residents. It shows exactly which areas in the southern tip of Texas were inundated during each of 13 flood events over the past 8 years.
And it enables people to zoom in, to zoom out, to type in their address.
The maps help reveal which areas bear the greatest burden during extreme rain, so people can advocate for solutions to help keep their communities safe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org. Yeah.